Welcome to the Heather Andrews Show, here to show you how our choices today do affect other people, our kids, our relationships, our careers, and businesses, which cause generational impact. You will hear from guests and experts from around the world. She's here to help you follow through on the it to live a stellar life. And now, here's your host, Heather Andrews.
Welcome to our show, The Heather Andrews Show, today. I'm very excited that each of you are here to join us, or if you're catching this on the replay, welcome. I'm your host, Heather Andrews. I help you follow through on the it in your life so that you can achieve the goals in your life so that you could have the life that you want, desire. I call it the stellar life. Today, we have Cordelia Lewis here with us to talk about the power of writing for self-discovery and how to actually connect to the writer within each of us. Welcome, Cordelia.
Hi, how are you?
I am good.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. So, Cordelia, I understand that you have been born and raised in Chicago. You also enjoy writing fictional stories that include real-life situations. You've published two novels, Falling and Masquerade. Outside of being a mom and working a 9-to-5 job, you also love writing motivational pieces and mentor new writers in the process. But I understand that you also write under the name of C.S. Waddlington, and you've written two short screenplays. Awesome. So how did you come into this creative space, especially about the screenplays? That's exciting.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Actually, I've been writing all of my life, and I took another turn in life and did like so many other people do, and go and get a 9-to-5 and just kind of put writing, you know, in the back burner. And later in life, I rediscovered it again. And I was laid off from my job, and so I had a lot of time on my hands. And actually, I was going through a divorce at the time. So I was trying to think of different ways to reinvent myself and trying to really search within what I wanted to do. And so I did a lot of reading, whether it be fiction books, self-help books and everything. And what I discovered was it came back to writing for me. And so that's when I decided, well, I think I want to try to write a book and just see how it goes. And I was writing for like years and years. I did take some classes trying to get my craft better and everything. And so many, many years later, I did complete the book and had it self-published. And fast forward, I did complete a second book. And along the way, you know, as you're, you know, talking to other writers, some other opportunities presented itself. And so I was introduced to screenwriting. And that's kind of how that started. I had no interest in screenwriting, really. But then I started to fall in love with learning how to do that as well. And so that's just been going on the last couple of years here, but I just keep, you know, pushing forward until, you know, I complete some things. Because as you know, as you hear, the more you write, the better you can get. And so I just keep pushing forward with the writing and just try to write whatever I can.
So when you actually started writing, when you were like, because I understand you also have your son who's now graduated university.
Yes.
Were you writing all of the years that you were raising him? And how did that impact like him? Does he write? Or how did it make you, like, how did you use that writing? Was it a personal thing or were you doing it professionally at the time?
I started writing actually started writing the book when he was maybe about 6 or 7 years old. And what I would do is write in the evening. Because he was into sports, and so I had to balance that time. And so after he went to bed is when I would start writing. And when he was younger, it was a little bit harder because he required, you know, a lot more attention at that time. But as he got older, he understood, you know, what I was doing. And I think in a sense, he was proud of mommy for trying to accomplish writing a book. And so all the time while he was in school, I was writing, hoping to, you know, have something published.
Oh, right on.
As he went on, you know, through high school, I continued to write. And I did publish while he was in high school. And so when he went to college, that's pretty much when I started with the screenwriting. Mm-hmm. And so he really understood, you know, what I was doing at that point. He does write, but not like I write. It was required of him in school, but he has nothing to do with writing, actually. Not like me, not trying to do it professionally, though.
Right on. That's awesome. So if someone was looking to write, and I know that I remember I was in a course and the lady said, we all have stories in us. We all have the writer within. Would you agree with that? Or sort of what is your insight on that? And if someone wanted to actually start writing, what would you encourage them to do? Or how would you tell them to get started?
I totally agree with that, because in life, our own stories come about. And also when we're talking to other people that we know, or when we're talking to strangers, stories come from all of those conversations. And so what I would advise people if they're trying to write is you need to write down whatever ideas, whatever goals, what you're thinking about. Mm-hmm. And eventually you can come up with a story and sort of go from there. For me, it was good to take classes as well. But everyone has a story, like you said. And it's just a matter of honing in into those stories and coming up with things.
Living the stellar life. This is the Heather Andrews Show.
Would you say that most people think that they're not a good writer because they overthink the process?
I would say yes, because I think people think that if you're going to sit down, you know, at your computer or wherever you're going to write, it's just going to flow.
Right.
It's just going to come to you and you're just going to da 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 da. And it doesn't actually happen that way. Sometimes things come to you and you can get into a nice writing groove, and other times you can be stuck.
Right.
And that's when you kind of have to step away from it and maybe go to the store, go to the mall, and something might trigger something for you to go back and write then.
Right.
But it's not so easy as it maybe appears to be.
Right.
Yeah.
So when you think about like fictional, like, cause we all have stories within us, but if someone was to say, want to write a creative story about not necessarily a life experience, is that, mm-hmm. is there a lot of differences between that? Or is it more or less kind of like people in that creative space to people who are not creative in that aspect?
For me, how it happened for me, when I was writing the first book, I started working at a particular job where I worked with a lot of women. And so I would hear different stories. And so from those stories that I heard, even though those were true life stories from them, creatively, I took it in another direction and was able to come up with different stories based on their stories.
Right.
Not their actual stories, but I would take bits and pieces of it.
Right.
And so that's just a matter of, creating what you want. Mm-hmm. And so there's always things around you that can spark that creativity in you.
Right. And then what for you, what has been the piece that you love about the writing process?
I love creating the stories and the characters, in which sometimes I'll write things down because things will come to me, let's say in the middle of the night. I always keep a notepad next to me because sometimes things come to me in dreams. Sometimes things come to me in my car. So I just love the story and thinking about the characters.
Right. So you've actually written both then. You've written both nonfictional and fictional.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. Yes, I have.
And how has writing helped you in some of those dark spots in your life? Because I know that you have gone through, based on previous conversations that we've had, and how has writing helped you, you know, get through those dark times in your mm-hmm. life, those tough spots in your life?
Right. Yeah. I do a lot of journaling. And so, when my mom passed unexpectedly, I did a lot of journaling at that time and just to let my feelings out. But then in some odd kind of way, even though if you're writing fiction or nonfiction, when you're going through difficult times, it allows that creativity to come out more. Mm-hmm. And so even writing fiction, my stories are not my own personal stories, but just having that human connection mm-hmm. of talking to other people and then going through what I go through, that helps me to create better.
Right. Have you found a lot of difference between typing on a computer or hand to pen and, or, you know, pen to paper? I've heard that when things come from pen to paper, they're more powerful, especially in that manifesting or when you're writing things down about what you want for your life. What mm-hmm. would you, you know, which sort of is more constructive for you, or what insights do you have on that for our listeners?
For me, I do a lot of writing pen to paper. My ideas, storylines, character, I will write it in a notebook and transfer it, you know, to the computer. For me, the computer, it's more convenient because it'll be already there. But truly, I do prefer pen to paper. And actually, when I wrote my first novel, I wrote the whole thing in paper and then typed it. And I wasn't happy about that because that took a lot of time. So when I actually do write a story, I will, you know, use my computer or laptop. But initially, or any thoughts or any ideas about a story, I will use my pen and my notebook. Something about the notebook and the pen.
Fair enough. Yeah, I know. And so when people are, say, starting to write a story, do you actually get them to like do a mind map? Do you get them to just do an outline, or do you just tell them to sit down and just put all their thoughts onto a paper?
Two different things. One thing is you can write a suggestion down, and then you kind of, you know, have different bullet points going, you know, different directions, and that can possibly give you some more ideas. But my main thing that I advise people on is the outline. For me, that's like a guide to where you want to go. And I really promote the outline because for me, it helps with writer's block, because even though you might have that whole outline written down, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to stick with everything that's there, but it is a guideline for you to try to get to the end of your stories.
Right. Nice. So the powerful pieces, like I know I started my own publishing company because I absolutely believe that we all have a story within us. And I was never a super strong writer in my own mind. And now I love writing the stories because they're heartfelt, mm-hmm. and it's to help inspire others. So is writing for you a personal thing, or is it to bring people along and inspire? And what has been sort of some of the feedback that you've heard about your own writing, and how have people been inspired?
I would say it's a combination of things. First of all, it is personal because I feel that everyone is born with a certain gift. And for me, it's been writing, because usually that gift that someone has, they love it, they breathe it, they sleep it, they eat it, everything. And so for me, writing is that gift, and I feel that I would do a disservice to myself if I didn't pursue it. Even though I didn't know early in life, you know, what to do with it, but yeah, it was a gift for me. But then also, as I talk to other writers, especially ones that are starting out, I've tried to be an inspiration to them, because everyone has a starting place. I had a starting place. And so I feel when I was starting off, I didn't necessarily have those mentors or someone to advise me what to do. And so I just wanted to make sure that I could be the person that writer can go to for advice or for inspiration, just to continue writing, because it is difficult at times, but if you've got somebody there, you know, nudging you some, you can get it done.
Right on. That's awesome. So tell us more about your two books that you've got. So you've got Falling and Masquerade. What were the premises behind each of those?
It's about a young lady who went through life and everything seems to be great. However, she's got some emotional and mental issues, especially when it comes to the people in her life. And it actually came from I worked with a lot of women on a particular job, and so I saw a lot. And so as women, we give so much up of ourselves without really taking care of ourselves. And so my main character, she pretends like everything is okay, but it actually isn't okay. And she actually builds up walls to get through certain situations. And it's a continuation, and it basically shows how family can be there to support you. And also it shows how things happen in your life, and sometimes you don't have any control over it, even though we think we have everything under control, but something can happen and it kind of knocks you off your feet.
Right.
And so basically it's about her learning about herself and learning about other people and how to deal with things in life. And
Perfect.
Both books are actually, it's a continuance of that okay. book, and the third book is coming out soon.
Perfect. Love it. So where can our listeners find either of those books?
It's on Amazon and also outskirtspress.com.
Nice. Well, congratulations. And what about your screenplays? Have they been utilized?
I've written two, and I'm still in the beginning stages, but I'm continuing to write, and right now I'm working on my first feature. And so what I plan on doing is to continue entering things into contests and kind of see where it goes. And then usually with contests, you can get feedback as well.
Perfect.
And so that's what I'm doing with that.
Yeah. So I understand you're launching your business. So how do you actually incorporate your business into helping people write their stories? Is that like a coaching? Do you do workshops locally? How would someone be able to reach out to you if they wanted to start writing but didn't know how and would love to get in contact with you?
Oh, sure. Right now, my website is under construction, but you can reach me at authorcsw1@gmail.com. That's word authored in csw1@gmail.com. And what I offer is motivation for writers and really working on an outline that we're starting with a blank canvas, but helping that person to get that outline done.
Yeah. Yeah. And have you ever found that you've ever been in when you were starting writing and it was very personal and then you decided to publish or share your stories? What was there fear around that? What other people would think? Like, how did you work through that?
Oh, sure. When you're writing something, especially if it's something that's personal, you think about other people involved. And for me, I'm just, you know, careful with what I say. And I've written more fiction than personal or my opinions about things, but I just, you know, write and keep into consideration any parties that are involved, because I don't like to, bring other people into, you know, situations that are mine. But for example, the book that's coming out for working moms, I do go very personal in there because I mention about my going through my writing journey, but also watching my mom, how she went through her journey of her own business while battling Parkinson's disease. And so I do really open up, you know, about that. And when I was writing it, I felt that people might get a better understanding of maybe the disease or what it is to see a parent who is trying to make their own way and how it can inspire you to make your own way as well.
Perfect. And it's sometimes, because I know my dad, he was an entrepreneur and my mom was a part of his business, plus she had her own job, and it really did become so that entrepreneur thing has always been ingrained in me, as well as having a career in the land of the working in my healthcare profession. So, you know, and I think in today's world, it's shifting. And I think when we talk about, you know, the upcoming compilation that you're a part of, which is, we're still in the midst of doing the title for it, I understand, it's really quite interesting because we can do more than just one thing in the world today. And some of the things that I often get told, or, you know, when I tell people that, you know, I have a publishing company and a coaching company and I still work, you know, within my career, but I also help people, you know, bring those stories to life through the publishing piece. They always say, oh, you're so busy. You're so busy. And it's like, but it's not a matter of being busy. It's a matter of that fueling what it's that matter of what fuels you from the inside out. And sometimes I think we are so based on what makes us tick on the outside. And I think the power of the story or the power of the writing, even if you do deem yourself not a good writer, it really makes you stop and it really makes you be one with yourself and put your heart on paper. And I think that there's a connection. Yeah, I think there's a huge connection that happens when we get in that creative space. I know when I was in my corporate or in my healthcare management job for years and years, I was just go, 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 go. And the only time I'd sit down and write is when I had to send an email, usually outlining a project or, you know, updating people on what was happening within that realm. But that was the only writing that I did. And it wasn't until I actually got into the entrepreneur side, where I started my coaching and my publishing company, that I actually started to teach all of the lessons that I had learned and share. And people want to hear from other real life people that have gone through their same journey, because I think there's more of that coming forward in the world today. That's just the thing that there are more people that are looking at, you know, their job, but they're also looking at a side business or a way to express themselves to get within that passion or purpose that they want to achieve for their life. So what would you have to say about that?
I would totally agree with everything you said, because many of us, we work our 9 to 5, but that really isn't what fuels us. We do that maybe to pay the bills, but some people are fortunate enough where their 9 to 5 is their passion. But for some of us, it's something else. And for me, writing and helping other writers, that just makes me come alive. Mm-hmm. And like I said, it's a gift of writing that I have. And I just want to help whoever I can in the process. Mm-hmm. Because you have to, if you're learning something, it's good to share what you've learned to others, because we've all been there in the beginning, not knowing anything. But as we learn from other people, we can come alive with what we're passionate about.
That's awesome. That is so powerful. So what would be sort of your top 3 tips for a person that is listening and wanted to get started writing? What would be those final top 3 tips that you would like to share with them today?
Sure. I would say first thing is to keep learning. No matter how much you know or how much you think you know, things are always changing. And you have to stay up to date with how things are. And to keep learning, you have to have an open mind to learn as well. And there's lots of, inexpensive resources out there, online classes. A lot of people, that if you look on social media, share a lot of what they do. And so you can, learn things in that way as well. Mm-hmm. And, also, just get started. Mm-hmm. It's like, write down your ideas. Sometimes it's better if you can see it.
Yeah.
If some people use vision boards, I have myself, but so that you can know what destination you want to get to.
Right.
And then just really, once you get started, you gotta finish it though, because so many new writers, it's hard for them to get to the end, like I mentioned earlier. But I think once you write things down, that helps in the process.
For sure. Absolutely. That is awesome. Thank you for sharing with us today. It's so awesome. And I understand the compilation that you are a part of will launch February 28th. So there will be probably more information coming out about that very soon, I am sure.
Yes, I am so excited about that too. Yes.
I think the power of the compilations is really about bringing, I love the idea of them because they bring together a multitude of people with brilliant, powerful, raw, vulnerable stories. And I think they're so inspiring for the busy person who just wants to read 10 pages. So what's been the biggest thing for you about the compilation, and what was sort of, the draw in about being a part of that book about, how the entrepreneurial mom?
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, I figured that if I was writing with other authors, I would be in great company, especially if they were telling, their own stories. And just seeing how other moms balance everything and the things that that has happened in their lives to get them where they are today. Really draw me in as well.
Perfect.
And also I knew, writing about it, I would, be able to go deep within myself and probably think about things that I hadn't thought about in quite a while. So I just thought the whole project was something special, and I'm so happy to be a part of it.
Awesome. Perfect. Well, thank you for joining us today. And as you heard it, you've heard it from Cordelia. We all have that writer within us. We all have our personal, powerful stories. And we just have to, you know, get started, journal it out, write down our ideas, because we all have that space within us. We've heard about the connection that happens and, you know, and how it's really been of a self-discovery mission for her and how she has used that to go out and inspire others. So thanks again, Cordelia, for joining us. Thank you to each of you for listening to the replay or catching us today. And once again, I'm Heather Andrews, helping you live your stellar life, which is one of serenity, transformation, energy, laughter, love, a life full of activity, resiliency for better relationships, and remember to have fun. We'll see you next time. Until then, go out and live your stellar life.
Thanks for listening to The Heather Andrews Show. For more exclusive content, visit heatherandrews.press. Until next time, stay focused and live the stellar life you are meant to live by following it through.